And Super Bowl Sunday is still looking great. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry. Then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. No arrests after a deadly shooting in Montgomery Thursday night. Montgomery police say a man was shot and killed in the 1800 block of Hilldale Drive. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Governor Ivey's study group on criminal justice reform released its report Thursday. The group recommends changes to reduce recidivism and undertake sentencing reform. The group also recommends increased oversight of the state prison system. Prison reform is expected to be a major topic in the upcoming legislative session. And the town of Pike Road announced that a Publix grocery store will soon join the community. Mayor Gordon Stone says this project has been in the works for years. Stone says Publix is expected to open in late spring of 2021. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today. 799-1284.
Yep. It's Tiffany Coleman again. To tell you how I met my husband, Jeff Coleman. He's the one running for Congress. We met at the University of Alabama. He was a capstone man, a leader on campus. I'd heard all about Jeff Coleman. And what I really admired was how people said that he was smart, respectful, and a gentleman. We went on a blind date and dated all through college. I had a ring on my finger my entire senior year. And I learned one thing that no one had told me. Jeff was fun, and I love to laugh. He even has fun growing his business. I'll tell you about that next time.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I wish it was summer. I'm getting tired of all this rain and mixed weather, but we'll get there before too long. Let's go to the phones and talk to Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you, Joey?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, you brought up something that I never knew, this internal voice
Yeah.
Like you're saying. Think of it this way. And this is amazing because I have it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm always thinking things out.
Right.
Because if I want to problem solve, if I want to create, I have to visualize it, think it out, try to figure out the best ways, go through all the scenarios, all that kind of thing. It's valuable and it's very useful. So by you telling me some people don't have it, it dawned on me, I know some of those people, and I always kind of wondered why they don't figure things out. Now I know. That is crazy. I just had no clue.
It's amazing how truly diverse people are, not the political diversity,
right,
but like how truly unique and different people are.
Right. And I think that's what's going on with a lot of the people today. I think a lot more are losing that ability because, you know, if it's not black and white and it's not exactly the way, you know, you're taught that it's supposed to be, or you've seen, or you hear, or you're in the process of doing, then it doesn't exist to you. So you're limited, very limited. How do you figure things out if that's the way you think? It has to be regurgitated, word for word, just about, doesn't it?
No, I think people have other shorthand ways of figuring things out. Like they think and
without
just
the internal voice?
Yeah, without the internal. They're not actually articulating words in their head, but they're coming up with other ways of thinking things through.
Oh, I hope so.
Like one person described it as like a concept map. It's weird. Like, it's hard to imagine because we don't work that way, but yeah.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that. I know that I have a friend that designs and makes furniture and, you know, things of that nature. You know, one of those talented type people. And so you could take a picture or you could draw it or you could describe it and he'll put it together. And he's trying to explain exactly what he's going to do and he's describing it in detail to how he can do this around the corners here. Or, you know, they do not see it. Even if he's trying to draw it, they can't really follow it. Once it's done, they love it. But they just have no ability to visualize what he's describing. I just find this totally unique. Thank you. I appreciate that insight. One thing I was going to bring up, too, you were talking about that man that Mr. Evans.
Yeah, Jack Evans in D.C.
Right. You know what? It is amazing how that kind of thing works, but I think that's kind of what happened last time with Roy Moore and Doug. You know, I think he got in because there were so many people in the field. And there was just enough just that would go with him no matter what that pulled him over the line.
Yep.
I hope that doesn't happen this time.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think there are a lot of people who have long supported Roy Moore who are going with a different option this time around.
I hope so, because I don't want Doug to go back in again. But, you know, you bringing that up just makes me see how that can happen easily, has happened, and let's hope it don't happen this time.
Oh, and it'll be interesting to see how Senator Jones votes on this impeachment, the final vote, acquit or convict. Should be interesting to see.
Have they seen what he's going to do yet? Has he leaked anything?
No. I mean, he's played both sides of the fence so far.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. I think he's just going to hedge it until he can't hedge it anymore.
Right, until he has to actually vote.
Because if he sees it doesn't matter, then he's probably going to swing and do it with, you know, the more conservative vote. But if he sees that there may be enough Republican senators to kind of pull it over for the witnesses, I think he's going to vote with the Democrat. I think that's what he's doing.
Right. He's really in a tough spot if he's thinking only about the election. He can't lose a lot of Democrats, and he can't completely... I mean, he's just in a tough spot. I don't think he's going to be able to get out of this one.
Yeah, and it would make sense that he'd wait until the last possible second to see if they can pull one more Republican over. Well, I guess two more now. If they, you know, come up with enough, I think he will go with the Democrats. But if they don't, there's no reason why he should.
Right.
He'd be better off just go ahead and, you know, voting the conservative. So. We'll see.
Indeed, well, we
thank
will.
Thank you, Joey.
I appreciate
Have
it, Debbie.
Have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. I just got word, folks. It looks like Jack Campbell is not coming in today. So, sorry about that, folks. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, well, they brought you the first hour, but let's tell you a little more about them. Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you do have these old videotapes, you know, you took the time to film, whether it was family get-togethers or big events in life, whether graduation or a wedding or a great vacation or a random Saturday with the family or a sporting event. There's so many options and there are reasons. You might have just been playing with the technology back then. But on many an occasion, I'm sure you caught some stuff that you want to be able to remember to help jog your memory. But if they're sitting there on those old videotapes collecting dust and deteriorating, you're losing those old analog memories. Well, now's the time to take those analog memories and bring them in the digital future. 40% off until the end of January, so this is the last day. 40% off on all videotape to DVD transfers for News and Views listeners only. So, be sure to take advantage of that when you call 279-6036, 279-6036. Also, Dan Black and the team at Dan Black Studios provide business services from website design, video editing, training videos, and even TV commercial production, online branding production. There's so much that they can do for you when it comes to video services to get your name out there to present yourself or your business, your product, the way you want, a professional, high-quality level. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team over at Dan Black Studios being a sponsor here at News & Views. Let's go to the phones. News & Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, this is Fred.
Hey, Fred, how are you?
I'm good. I got two quick things that I was wondering about. I was in my shop last night, and the radio, when I turned it back on, it's still on News & Views. And the two guys that talked about the finance were on last night. You know, I hear them advertising all the time, but I've never listened to them. But they were on last night.
You're talking about Health and Wealth, David Ernest, on 6 to 7.
Yeah, that's correct. And, that you know, I was working and I was kind of listening in the background. But if I heard them correctly, they were talking about that over in China that they had this coronavirus had been, you know, they'd been fighting, the United States had been fighting a vaccine for a while, and they'd been waiting on the vaccine to get approved, you know, mm-hmm. before they could, you know, send it out. And these people over in this little town, this little community where this stuff broke out at, were fooling with this virus, and it got loose. And that's what caused it to be so concentrated in that one area right there. Have you heard anything on that?
I mean, I've heard multiple stories. What the CDC and a lot of doctors are saying officially, and again, I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but what the CDC is saying is that this is how a lot of the other variants of this virus have come up, is you're eating fairly raw exotic animals. So the virus mutates, and it gets out that way. There are also more nefarious theories that there's a biochemical, like a weapons or biochemical factory there in that part.
In that area.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they were.
Yeah, but who knows, man, because there's now stuff on the Chinese internet that this was created by the Americans to hurt the Chinese.
Yeah, right.
So it is unfortunate that we don't have clear answers. I'll put it that way.
Well, maybe it's forthcoming.
Yeah.
The other thing was, ever since Trump's been president, I've never grown to dislike the news like I have now. And if you think about it, how hard would it be to get an unbiased news channel out there that, you know, someone would have to fund it and all? But, I mean, it would be, you realize how impossible that, but our Supreme Court's even biased. So how would you ever get news to be, just tell it like it is?
I think the best way to do that is if you have a bias, just be open about it. And then say, here's my bias, but if I'm disagreeing with myself, that's what I try to do. I have my bias, but I'll sometimes say, okay, I don't agree with this, but I'll entertain the idea. And then if you could bring a news organization together, people of diverse ideas, and then you say, I think one thing that has really messed with a lot of people's minds. You remember, like, what was it, William Randolph Hearst and yellow journalism and Remember the Maine, and all of a sudden, somehow, in like the 30s and 40s and 50s, journalists became so objective and no longer did the bidding of their financiers and of the different special interests. That's bullcrap. So I think the best way we could actually have news that would be diverse and present pretty straightforward facts is stop it with these claims of downright objectivity. For instance, I would rather listen to MSNBC being just out forthrightly progressive than CNN pretending that Anderson Cooper is an objective journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Or Don Lemon's an objective journalist. That's where CNN, I think why CNN's ratings are so down. It's obvious what they're up to.
No doubt.
And so I don't know. I don't have some of this does have to do with the market. But what's happening, from at least what I can tell online, is there are these more open conversations and information gathering, and sometimes they're podcasts, sometimes they're outlets like Troops of Folks that are doing a fairly good job. And I think now that we have YouTube, we have video that can just be mass produced at a very low cost. I think this is like the printing press on steroids, and it's very tough to predict where this will go. I mean, if you look at Facebook, YouTube, Google, these companies aren't that old. They're not even really into they're barely into their 20s, if that yet. So right. Who knows what's going to happen in the next 10 years?
Yeah. Well, it was something I've thought about a bunch, and I thought, well, you know, that would be literally impossible to do, is to start a network news that was unbiased, didn't push their agenda on you as hard as the ones we have now do. And
you better believe that if somebody even really, like, you know, if we could see inside their brain and understand their heart and all their motivations, they're generally trying to be objective, they would still be accused of bias by both sides. So that's part of the problem, too.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, that's all I had, Joey. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, and the reason I bring up the whole printing press thing, folks, is back when there's, for instance, the idea of translating the Bible into the native tongues of folks around Europe, a lot of folks said, hey, don't do that. I mean, some would say it's because we're going to give up control of the facts of the narrative of the Gospels and how those are interpreted. But also, they're going to lead to all sorts of folks doing silly things with Scripture. And in fact, that happened. And I don't mean like the good parts of the Reformation. I mean, just look at the history and towns all over, say, Germany. There are people claiming they now had the unique understanding. And it did lead to a lot of turmoil in Europe for years. But it also, at the end of the day, after all that turmoil, was necessary, in my humble opinion. It's coming from a guy raised Roman Catholic. I think the Reformation was a good thing. I think the Bible should have been translated. I think information should flow freely over the internet, even bad information. And this is, again, what I would say to my Democrat friends, is if you're really worried about Russian propaganda, or to my right-wing friends, Chinese propaganda and disinformation, any disinformation, the most effective way to combat that is to stop it with American propaganda and to seeing the truth you only want to see. The truth is rarely pure and never simple, and if you look hard enough, if you think hard enough, you'll find out that you aren't really looking for the truth. You're looking to confirm your own, well, pre-drawn conclusions. And we're seeing too much of that in the impeachment process. We're seeing too much of that in daily news. And we all have our bias. None of us are perfect. We're all limited in our perspective. But it is downright frustrating. Oh, and by the way, what do we hold as our North Star here in the United States? What are we supposed to? There's been a lot of talk of the Founding Fathers and the Framers here in the last few weeks with this impeachment trial. You know what we value more than the truth? We value liberty. We value liberty. If you go back, what, A Man for All Seasons, I believe, Thomas More, that play about Thomas More, St. Thomas More, and one of the inquisitors, prosecutors is saying, you would give the devil his due. It's like, yes, you need to give even the devil his due day in court. Presume him innocent. because if you are willing to cut down every aspect of the law that protects our liberty just to get at the truth and root out every little bit of evil, what happens when the person wielding that power turns out to be the devil themselves? You always have to worry about, like, we give even the worst of the worst the presumption of innocence, folks. Even when it's on tape that this guy shot this guy on Fifth Avenue, we give them the presumption of innocence in court. There's good reason for that. So I'm sure there are many people who have done terrible things who got away with it because of our presumption of innocence. And as an addendum to that, our presumption of liberty. I'm sure there are people who, if they had been controlled more by the government, they might have had a technically healthier or better life, though that's hard to judge, obviously. But what we're losing here is that liberty is more important than making sure somebody lives by the truth. We want people to live in a true way. We want people to be virtuous and forthright, to live great lives. But if we take away their liberty to choose that path and to build their life in that way on their own and in the first place, then what is it worth? I think sometimes we get so caught up on what's true, what's not, what's going to be politically advantageous, what isn't, that we forget that liberty should be our standard first and foremost. And giving up more political control and getting rid of our liberties probably isn't going to get us closer to the truth, but it will, in fact, sap us of our freedom. So we need to be careful, especially with all this talk of regulating the internet, wanting to crack down on all this fake news. No, the best way to beat bad speech is good speech. Free speech is the least bad option, because you, again, have to presume, if you're going to limit speech, you have to assume that the worst people, the people, in fact, you're trying to limit with those controls on speech, will be the ones controlling the law someday. 272-9228, 272-9228. Donald Trump, President of the United States, makes remarks as Senate prepares for crucial vote on witnesses. That's happening live right now at the White House. Bring you some of Trump's rally last night, as well as what's happening live. 272-9228 if you want to get in. More news and views after this.
Trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now. And be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to infinity and beyond.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final hour of the program here on a good Friday morning. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program is brought to you by our great friends, great friend, Troop Booth, the whole team over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Now, Troop Booth, it is truly his expertise when it comes to the jewelry business, especially the fine antique and estate jewelry business, that allows him to offer what he does there at Heirloom Jewelers. First, the showroom over at 6948 Vaughn Road. That's when you're going east on Vaughn, just when you pass Bell Road. It's on your right on Vaughn Road, 6948 Vaughn Road. That showroom is stocked full of one-of-a-kind, unique, antique jewelry pieces, whether you're looking for a ring or looking for a necklace, bracelet, earrings, maybe a watch. Unexpected gift at unexpected time, though, when it comes to Valentine's Day, there are a lot of expectations, especially for you gentlemen, to go out and get a gift, and you can't find a better one. Excuse me, pardon me, but you can't find a better gift than some of these fine antique jewelry pieces over at Heirloom Jewelers. So be thinking about that, gentlemen, be thinking about that. All the folks over there at Heirloom Jewelers, including Troop Booth himself, are trained, have been trained, at the prestigious Gemological Institute of America, and also because Heirloom Jewelers has a network with hundreds of experienced buyers across the country, they're able to find the best offers on your pre-owned jewelry. Yes, if you're looking for a little extra walking around money, why don't you call 260-0066, 260-0066, say, hey, Troop, Joey and Jack from News and Views sent me. I've got this jewelry here that I never wear, and I'm looking to sell it. He'll set up an appointment with you, usually to be sometime in the morning. That allows for Troop to look over your jewelry, give you plenty of time to dedicate to you. He'll evaluate your jewelry, and he'll present you an offer while you wait. And once a value is agreed upon, you show him your ID, he'll write up a purchase receipt, and voila, right then and there, you get paid. What a great deal. So you can find great unexpected gifts at unexpected times for that Valentine's Day gift, find antique, one-of-a-kind pieces of jewelry, or you can sell that jewelry that you're no longer using. Heirloom Jewelers, they do it all. Check them out today. Again, that number, 260-0066. They're located at 6948 Vaughn Road. And again, be sure to tell them News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is Al.
Hey, Al. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. You had a couple bits of conversation a while back about thought process.
Yes, sir.
And how do people use words in their thought processes or not?
Right.
And I can't imagine not using words.
Right.
I don't know how that, unless you're talking about purely reactive kind of things. Like say, a year or two ago, I was driving towards Prattville, and when I crossed the river, I saw a bald eagle flying over there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, recognizing the eagle and all that, you know, that didn't take any words, but then you start thinking, and you say, well, I wonder if that one's just down for the winter, because he's a juvenile and don't have a home, you know, or got one, there's one that got pushed down, couldn't find a home range for that winter, and whatever. So do you have any more information about that? That's just seems odd.
It all started with a blog post, and the blog's called Inside My Mind. I think it's Ryan Andrew Langdon wrote this up. And the headline's this: today I learned that not everyone has an internal monologue and has ruined my day. And it all started with this tweet that Ryan read. Here's the tweet. Fun fact, some people have an internal narrative and some don't. As in, some people's thoughts are like sentences they hear, and some people just have abstract, nonverbal thoughts and have to consciously verbalize them. And most people aren't aware of the other type of person. And so it's hard for me to articulate the type of folks that are nonverbal, because I do mostly have an internal monologue where I'm verbalizing in my head the words.
Makes you kind of wonder how deaf people, if they think, do they think in sign language? I mean, not if they think, when they think. Do they think in sign, or do they think in printed words? Or a whole lot of questions just kind of pop up real quick. How does that work?
Right. So one guy was asking this blog, saying, how do they think? How does this affect their relationships, job, experience, education? How has this not been mentioned to me before? All these questions started flooding my mind. Can those people without the internal monologue even formulate these questions in their mind? If they can, how does it happen if they don't hear their voice? So I'm trying to find some of these responses. But yeah, there are a lot of folks who came out and said, I don't think that way. Let me see. Yeah, he said, I posted a poll on Instagram to get a more accurate assessment. Currently, 91 people have responded saying they do have an internal monologue, and 18 people have reported they do not have this. I began asking those people questions about the things that they experience. It's quite different from the majority. I would tell them that I could see myself in the mirror and have a full-blown telepathic conversation with myself without opening my mouth, and they responded as if I had schizophrenia. One person even mentioned that when they do voiceovers in movies of people's thoughts, they, quote, wished it was real. And to their surprise, they did not know that the majority of people do, in fact, experience that echoey voice in their head. I'm not sure how to even describe it. I'm looking for some folks. But it's kind of, because they have to verbalize it, and what they're using to think isn't words. So the closest I could get to it is I'll have completely musical thoughts. So it's still kind of auditory, like I can completely recall a song I know well in my head. Or if I'm building a song, if I'm making music, I can even think about a song structurally without thinking of it in terms of musical notes or sounds.
Yes, so, well, you got a good point there on music, because I don't know how people create music. I could imagine myself creating a variation on something I've heard, but to just, probably when you create music, do you just sit out and pluck out a note on a guitar and think, okay, now, or something kind of familiar, and then you start thinking, how could I make that better? Or
sometimes it is, I'll pick up the guitar and start noodling and go, okay, that makes sense. And then sometimes it will literally be like I want to start humming something. It's the weirdest, darnest thing, and it's hard to describe, in words. But, yeah, sometimes I'll just hear, a melody or hear music, and I'm not that great at it, in my own opinion, but it does happen to me.
Okay. I don't know that it's worthwhile to spend a whole great lot of time now, but it's one of those things that kind of stick in the back of your mind that will pop out, information that will pop out when you need it.
Right.
And that just struck me as so odd that because you're talking almost like somewhere between 20-25% of people,
right?
That's in their early thoughts, they don't verbalize.
You think about it, before we even had language, think back way in the human race's humanity's history, before we had language, my guess is people were still thinking. They were still like, okay, how do we, complex language words, how do we hunt for this animal? How do we express
that? Well, but that kind of sounds like what we call instinct now.
Right.
And in other words, I can't imagine a squirrel thinking to himself, well, I'll just stroll on over there and get me that acorn, or whatever. And or a dog saying, I'll just stroll on over there and get me that squirrel. it don't happen that way. And so you, I think in that case, maybe just be talking about instinct kind of thing. But anyway, it's an interesting thought, and kind of glad you brought it up.
Are you on Facebook?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll share this blog that kind of got this started on my page, doing it now, if y'all want to check it out. And it kind of got the ball rolling, all sorts of people reacting to it. It's a fascinating idea because it's something I can't quite relate to. I'm in the same boat as you. I try, but I definitely have this inner voice.
there are those things that you don't thoughts that you don't know what to do with right away, but they just kind of go in a file someplace and maybe a month later, that thought kind of helps you sort something out.
Since we're on this, before I let you go, you ever have intrusive thoughts? Like, you could be sitting, for instance, at church, and all of a sudden, you're like, what if that person right over there just stood up and started yelling? Or you're in the middle of a conversation with somebody, and you're like, what if I just smacked them right now? You're not going to do it. You're not even angry with them. But it's truly...
That's probably because they said something. There was something that, if you listen to enough people talk, sooner or later somebody's going to say something that you wish you could smack them over, but...
It's a hazard of my business, for sure.
That's probably a good thing that you get all that out of your system while you're on the radio.
True.
Anyway,
I appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. More news and views after this quick break.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of scattered showers will be around from time to time today and into the early evening hours tonight. And those showers will taper off, I think, during the overnight hours tonight. The high today in the mid-50s, low tonight at around 42. Tomorrow, an isolated shower is not completely out of the question. I think the rain chances are very small. We'll see a high around 60 tomorrow, and then Super Bowl Sunday is still looking great. Highs in the mid to upper 60s, plenty of sunshine, just a beautiful day. I think we'll be near 70 on Monday and dry, then scattered showers returning Monday night through Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show begins here right at noon. 272-9228. I'm just looking at what's going on up on Capitol Hill. Legal teams debate ahead of witness vote. Nancy Pelosi, folks, is actually claiming the president won't be legitimately acquitted unless there's witnesses. Oh, my God. It's so dumb. It's kind of like Joe Biden saying, he just said this last night, I believe, that even if the vote is party line, it still won't be a partisan impeachment. Excuse me, Nancy. If the Senate votes to acquit, the president is acquitted forever. Excuse me, Joe. But if it's a party line vote, it's a pretty partisan thing. In fact, I think the only chance at bipartisan action is acquitting the president. Like saying things that just literally aren't true. My God. It's not like Trump is, you know, I think Ted Cruz's dad might have, you know, I didn't say it, but I saw in the paper that he might have helped kill JFK. Goodness. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm doing good. Peace and blessings.
And also with you.
Thank you. Are we all?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, one of the things about in Washington, though, and I think, part of the reason why, you know, we have the impeachment and so all the things going on, you know, I don't know what the religious beliefs are of all the different members of Congress and stuff like that. But one thing about it is that those people up there in Washington that have no misgivings about who's making the laws that we're all subject to once they become law. I mean, ain't nobody handling those, laws to them on no tablets from on high. You know,
well, these are definitely man-made.
and they know that. And they know that, you know, we all subject to the Constitution and the law. And they're the ones making the laws, and we all subject to them once they become law. And I thought, and the same thing is true here in the state of Alabama, in the Alabama legislature, and over there on Goat Hill. Now, I saw recently, or heard recently, now, the Supreme Court said it's unconstitutional to deny same-sex people the same rights to everything that heterosexual people enjoy, even the right to get legally married.
Right.
So there were about 10 probate judges in the state of Alabama that stopped issuing marriage licenses to anyone to keep from issuing them the same-sex couple. And they have the legislature, instead of passing legislation that would have forced those 10 to have to issue the licenses, they passed legislation that forced the other 57 probate judges that was issuing the licenses to heterosexual couples and same-sex couples to have to stop doing it. And now, even in Montgomery County, in no county in the state of Alabama are they issuing marriage licenses to anybody, heterosexual couples or same-sex couples. They've got everybody sign an affidavit saying that they are committed to one another in the way that you would be committed to one another when you get married. and getting it notarized, and then having it filed or recorded, you know, at the probate office that you did so.
Well,
so they stopped issuing marriage license to everybody.
Well, John, my perspective on all of this is I don't think the government should have anything to do with marriage. I mean, I think there should be, people should have the same legal rights if they want to say, this person can come visit me in the hospital. I want to very clearly bequeath all my assets if I happen to die to this person. I think you should easily be able to set up legal arrangements, sure. But when it comes to marriage, sacrament of marriage, I don't think the government has any damn thing to do with it or shouldn't. And so if you're in a church that accepts same-sex marriage, go to that church. If you're in a church that doesn't, and you hold the sacrament in a certain way, go to that church. I don't understand government kind of stepping in. If you look at the history, some of the history of having the marriage licensing is pretty nasty. Like saying, for instance, black and white people can't marry one another. I think we should just get the government out of the business entirely, and you have basic common law since, like, signing these affidavits you mentioned. Let's also be clear. I think there are such things as what you could call divine laws. Now, men and women have to go about codifying them, whether it's in their church or their government or whatnot. But I think there are certain things that almost every society has recognized, for instance, like don't murder, these sorts of things, don't steal. Most societies have rules like that. And so it might suggest that, hey, these things, these sort of standards are deeper than just men. And when we write it down, whether on stone tablets or pieces of paper or pieces of parchment. My take is let's just get the government out and live free.
Common law and natural law marriage, the oldest form of marriage is common law and natural law marriage. Mm-hmm. I want to be with you, you want to be with
me,
and we just be together. But I've never showed any distinctions whatsoever between people that are common law and natural law married and people that are legally married. Now, I've been taught, I'm the grandson and great-grandson of ministers, and I've been taught my whole life, you live with anybody like you married to them more than 6 months, then you married under common law and natural law marriage laws, and that anybody that you have children by, whether you're legally married to them or not, under common law and natural law, you married. You under common law and natural law marriage laws, you know, you would be considered a spouse because you've already met all the requirements of common law and natural law marriage by having children together.
Right. But John, I mean, you're getting out of my depth. I'm not, for instance, a family lawyer, and all sorts of family law and the technicalities of the common law in marriage. I just tend to think, in general, the licensure on a lot of stuff should go away. But I got to run. I appreciate the call.
All right, but Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, though.
John, I got to run. I got to run, man.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you. 272-9228. Folks, this part of the program, man, doing this whole show by myself up here, making me hungry. Check out Yellowhammer Restaurant. It's a great place for breakfast. Of course, they open at 6 a.m., so you can wake up bright and early, get a big stack of pancakes or a loaded grits bowl or maybe some southern biscuits and gravy, two hot biscuits covered in some homemade sausage gravy. Ooh, sounds delicious. But now as we're getting closer to lunchtime, you've heard me talk about how much I love the Yellowhammer burger. Big old burger, top with a fried green tomato, bacon, and pepper jack cheese on a Kaiser roll. But I love how they fry stuff over there. So I love a good wing basket. It's my favorite food group. I like to get a little hot, spicy, especially if, you know, you might be dealing with the crud, dealing with a cold. You know, clear off the sinuses, eat some spicy, delicious wings, or maybe you like chicken fingers. They've got that, the comeback basket. And they always have a daily meat and three, homemade, down-home, soulful cooking. Grandmother taught all the cooks and chefs over there at Yellowhammer Restaurant how to put this stuff down and put it out to the folks out there. It is so, so good. Worth your time. They're at 7725 Averett Drive, just 4/10 of a mile off of Taylor Road, south of Vaughn Road. Where you turn, it'll be a sign that says Billingsley's Place, a development sign. Just drive back. Where the old Blue Moon used to be is Yellowhammer Restaurant. It is so delicious, so tasty, whether it's breakfast or lunch, and you can always customize your own lunch with that great meat and three. So check them out today, folks, Yellowhammer Restaurant, and be sure to tell them that Joey and Jack from News and Views sent you. Last segment of News and Views coming up. Y'all want to get in on the heels of John DeVoe there, 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36A, Equal Housing Lender.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill those fitness goals for 2020. Get in on this short-term offer now. Don't wait. Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Final segment of News and Views here. Dan Moore's show starts here in about 6 minutes. Well, it'll be more like 10 minutes here with the top of the hour break. But stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Should be a big, fun-packed Friday show. And after the Dan Moore show, I'm looking forward to going by Express Fitness 24/7. I've been a member there for now over a year. Even through their move, they changed locations here in Montgomery. It's now Express Fitness 24/7 at the Hogan's Gym location. Combined gyms, state-of-the-art equipment from free weights, which I'll be using a lot of that today. Actually, we changed leg day from earlier in the week, so I did more of a glamour, arms, traps, you know, biceps and triceps and shoulders and all that stuff earlier in the week. Now we're going to do legs today. But free weights to cable weight machines, plate-loaded machines, and boo-koodles of the cardio equipment, two different rooms with cardio equipment, big activity room where they do occasionally. You can check out the schedule when you become a member. Different classes from yoga to HIIT workouts to Pilates, all sorts of things going on over there at Express Fitness 24/7 at the Hogan's Gym location. It's great because you get 24/7 access when you become a member, a low initial sign-up fee, and then a very low month-to-month rate, no long-term contracts. And when you become a member of Express Fitness 24/7, all the locations across the River Region are open to you. So check out their website, expressfitness24, the number 24.com, expressfitness24.com, and find what location works best for you. But wherever you go, whether you come work out with me in the afternoons or somewhere else at Express Fitness here in the River Region, be sure to tell them that Joey from the radio, Joey Clark, sent you. 272-9228, before we hit the Dan Moore show, Randall wants to get in. Hey, Randall.
Hey, man. And this John, I'm coming straight to you today, bro. I've been listening, and you I want you to understand, that is not the oldest form of marriage. The oldest form of marriage is I'm putting my daughter with your daughter because I don't want that scumbag over there to have my land. That's how marriage was. And for God to bless it, he would give them a child. That lets you know that God was with y'all. Mm-hmm. That, you know, in marrying, you'd have sex. And then when you had a baby together, that means y'all was married. That's the oldest form, and that's how land was passed down from generation to generation. But you've let these left-wing folks, and they don't even know why they're doing it, but that's the biggest form of population control is making folks transgender and gay so we don't have kids. And the next thing comes, and so anybody who feels just a little feminine, they got in their mind, well, maybe you're supposed to be a girl anyway. Well, no, because if every feminine runs away and don't have a baby with somebody, what's going to be left at the end? Just a killers and people who got mind, you know, that. So we need y'all type of people to help populate this earth. I mean, you talking about your granddaddy, how you going to pass what you know on to your grandchild? You can't, John. And that's why they got in your head, brother. And I want you to please go run up. You know what I mean? We need more kids in America, more American kids. These little diseases ain't nothing to the population control they've done with transgender and making everybody thinking that it's okay to be. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I don't care one way or the other. I just want kids, man. I want kids in America. And this soybean thing, let me tell you, 15 years from now, once it's in every piece of food there is over here, everybody's going to be a little more feminine. That's what soybeans do to it. That's what happened to Japan. And so everybody's going to go, and we're going to quit having babies all together. In America, guess what's in Minnesota? Just go up there and search it, and you'll see yourself. That's who's coming after the land. That's who's taking. That's what this is all about. It's always been about land. And I just want you to know, John, they got you where they want you, man. It ain't about, we need feminine people, too, to have babies. So the feminine baby, you know, that comes out, and the one who mom and daddy got together who are just gangsters, you know what I mean? We need to bring the tone down a little bit. You pass that on to your kids, and it makes us all average. If not, we're just going to have a bunch of people running here like me, right? You know what I mean? Not a head on the shoulders and don't know which way we're going because, you know, I have my, you know what I mean? We need y'all, John. We don't need you to put your thing up where you know what I mean? Where you can't have a youngin'. We need you. So get out of your head and get away from these people, man. And that's telling you that's what they want. It's population control at its biggest, and that's our downfall. And it's always going to be. And I want to get into this voice thing, but I know you run out of time. I want to talk to the doctor first because now I show enough feeling out there. But now what you done said because it's the whole. I won't call you back Monday if you don't mind. If you don't get on something else, if it's the right time.
Appreciate it,
Randall. Please, John, man, please go back to where.
All right,
from the Bible is not it. All right, babe, please.
Appreciate it. Dan Moore Show is next. Dan Moore Show is next. Thank you all for listening. We'll be covering, of course, what happened with the Super Bowl. Have a little fun with that. But there'll be a vote in Iowa coming up, the State of the Union next week. A lot of action going on. And, of course, we'll be covering anything coming up with the state. The legislature will soon be in session.